It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. This morning, we visit two locations, one where jobs are being lost, one where they're being created. First to Spain. In recent years, it's been one of the most popular destinations for migrants. The boom in Spain's housing sector heightened the demand for workers, and the government legalized hundreds of thousands of foreigners. Now the economy is slowing, and the government is offering to pay jobless foreigners to leave the country. Jerome Sokolowski visited a town near Madrid.
A few years ago, there was little more than overgrown train tracks here on the northern edge of San Sebastián de los Reyes. Now, a large bedroom community has been built in this outer suburb of Madrid. But the streets are almost empty, except for a handful of workers in blue overalls. They're having their morning coffee break, and all of them are immigrants. One is from Ecuador, two from the Dominican Republic, another from Romania, and another from Ukraine. Spain's foreign-born population has grown from less than a million at the start of the decade to more than 5 million today. That's 10% of all inhabitants. Many migrants came to work in the housing boom, one of Europe's biggest. But now the property bubble has popped, and Spain's housing industry is expected to shed around 250,000 jobs this year alone. Already, unemployment among foreigners is twice the national rate. Félix Zarzuela, an immigrant from the Dominican Republic, says the developer of the half-finished apartment block where he works has stopped paying the contractor who pays him. We're here today, but we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, he says. Every day they're reducing personnel, says another Dominican worker, Boris Barbosa. Many foreigners working on construction sites like this one were legalized in the mass amnesty 3 years ago. It gave undocumented workers the right to draw unemployment benefits. Critics of the amnesty warned that it would weaken the ability of Spain's welfare state to weather an economic crisis such as this one, the worst in 15 years. But the government is trying to use the unemployment benefits to encourage foreigners to leave the country. Instead of monthly payments, jobless migrants can claim 40% of their total earned benefits now and the remaining 60% when they return to their country of origin. Labor Minister Celestino Corbacho says he expects about a fifth of all unemployed foreigners will take up the offer and sign pledges not to come back to Spain for 3 years. At a cafe in central Madrid, immigration expert Ricard Sandel says the amnesty actually bought the government time to deal with the economic downturn.
It makes it easier to perhaps confront a crisis or an abrupt crisis, as the case now, because you don't have everyone going into economic misery at once.
Still, he says the increased competition for jobs in sectors where both immigrants and native Spaniards work could lead to increased racism. Back at the construction site, Boris Barbosa of the Dominican Republic says he doesn't like what he hears on the streets these days. You hear Spaniards say things like, that immigrant's got a job, and I don't, even though I was born here, he says. Still, Barbosa plans to stay in Spain and hopes he can find another job if he loses this one. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.